Can I help you find something?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm just waiting for some books that I ordered.
Oh, you know, I thought I'd seen you in here before.
Really?
Mm.
You work here?
Sort of. I own the place. Don McAndrews.
Well, then you must know the stock.
5 stores and growing. If I don't have it, it hasn't been written. Name it.
It's a new cookbook I read about. Regional French cooking. I don't remember the title.
My Little Corner of Provence.
Yes. But that's amazing.
Miss Crandall.
Yeah, well, not amazing enough. It's new, it's popular, it's gone. But, you know, we can order you a copy if you like.
Here you go. Everything you've always wanted to know about 19th century Russia.
Wonderful.
Well, heavy reading.
It's research. I write romance novels. And the next one's about a dark and powerful czar and the peasant girl that cost him his kingdom.
Hmm. Those darn peasant girls.
Those darn czars. So you'll find my cookbook?
We'll track it down like a hunted animal. Oh. I know you're not going to believe this, but I was in the neighborhood. And it sounds like such a line, but it's the truth. Here, I got this.
Oh, you found it.
Yeah, I was at one of my other stores, and I thought maybe you needed it for dinner tonight or something.
Oh, well, I appreciate it, but my stove isn't working.
Oh. Well, I'll see you around the store then sometime, huh?
Absolutely.
Oh, I was just thinking, with your stove broken at all, I mean, if you didn't have plans for dinner, I could take you out for a nice meal to a good restaurant that I know downtown.
Well,
I
just need a cleanup. If you tell me where, I could meet you there. If that's all right with you.
That's fine. How about the brasserie at 8 o'clock? I looked your name up today. I wanted to see what you'd written.
And you didn't find Linda Crandall listed?
No.
Well, that's because I use a number of pseudonyms. I plan to be a serious novelist one day, and I'd hate to have the ghost of pulp romance haunting me for the rest of my life.
So what you're telling me, that I have to guess which ones are yours?
I'm telling you that you must have much better ways of spending your time off.
Well, I do read a lot. Occupational hazard. My son takes up much of my time, too.
Oh, you have a son? That's wonderful. How old is he?
Bobby, he's 16. He's a great kid. Do you have children?
I've been close to marriage once or twice. Never worked out. Never met the right man, I guess. Story of my life.
Strange. Our life was so perfect. And then, phew.
I know the feeling.
Sorry if I seem a little awkward tonight. I'm out of practice. I haven't dated very much.
I'm flattered you asked me.
Well, then, is there any chance that I might see you again sometime? What's this?
I think it's a phone number.